So I'm going to talk about big displays for big data served by 40G and 100G networks, which are big networks. And this is myself, Larry Smarr, and Phil Papadopoulos here. But really what we're talking about is great displays for great data served by great networks. Now, the difference, you'll see what great displays look like. The difference between big data and great data is that big data is before the hypothesis, great data is after the hypothesis when it turns into science, right? And great networks we know about. So we have great networks at SDSC. These have been in construction for well over a decade. I would like you to look at this for a second. You'll see there have been 10 gigabit per second networks strung all over campus and slightly off campus for science. Phil Papadopoulos and Larry Smarr have been doing this through a CCNIE grant, based on earlier work we did to prove to people this was possible and a rational thing to do. Now, you could call Phil or Larry to find out more about this, but if you actually want somebody who'll return your phone calls, talk to Valerie Polichar, who's right over there, because she's actually in charge of connecting you and will do that if you have use. So if one thing comes out of this meeting that one person wants to connect up one lab at high speed, we will have one. Okay, so getting from great data to great pixels, in other words, pictures on screens, we have to optimize a lot. So we're basically, as everybody else, using PCs, except these P's are being turned into things that rip data through them really fast from places like SDSC, get them through these high-speed networks and onto screens that are 30 times the amount of time pixels that you have in your home TV, if it's an HD TV. So we built some machines here that do this and connect to our big displays from the various Gordon Data Oasis cloud storage systems through these new switches that do this. And we also make these things portable, so you can have them around campus and plug them in to places. This all fits into a campus network, which is being upgraded to handle this 100G networks that then goes out through California, across to Seattle, across the country, to Chicago, New York, and the rest of the world. So you can actually plug into this with other people. So my particular contribution of late has been to build these screens that you can roll around and plug in that give you high-resolution screens. They're very modular. They fit together like that. And you can stack them even. You build a big display like the one we have in Cal-IT2 Qualcomm Institute. And this we can show billions of points on. Now, here's Larryomics. This is Larry's genomics that he's offered to share with you. And I'm putting him in public domain today. And so the lawyers can go away because he's now going into public domain. So this is Larry's insides. And Larry's showing where his insides are. Now, this is funny, right? But there is it's only funny because you're feeling uneasy at the moment. But you never get to see the outside. You know, they don't give you a picture of the outside during a colonoscopy, just the inside. So we do both. And we can also slice it in any kind of way, which has got a certain appeal. So we can look at all of the healthy versus Larry parts of this in all the different bacteria in his gut that have been sequenced and stare at it until the big data becomes great data. We also do digital cinema. And this is our newest thing we just built over in the SME building. This is with Falco Kuster and Jürgen Schultz and Greg Daw, who actually designed it. And this is a big 3D system, and I hope you all can come see that in about a month when it's online. It's a huge, this one you do wear glasses for, but you really get inside it. And because it's San Diego, it's the wave, right? This was a prototype of it we built for a show about the biblical story of Exodus in June that Tom Levy curated, and this is a 3D image of that Jen put glasses on, of possible exodus routes across the Reed Sea. The Red Sea is actually not a correct terminology for this. It's the Reed Sea. It's just misinterpreted 400 years ago. All right, and here is my mandatory thank you slide, which I noticed that none of you put up. This is required by your NSF grant. You have to put a slide like this in every presentation, but none of you do it. You should do it. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, any big display questions for Tom? We've got one up here.
You said in a month it was going to be available. See, are you going to send out a note on that, or is that some sort of launch you're doing, or are you sitting on that a little bit more?
On Wednesday, December 11th, we're going to have it open for a conference called Cinegrid, and then after that, it'll be really a question of contacting Falco Kuster from, I guess he's in the SME department, Computer Science and Engineering Department in Cal IT2, Qualcomm Institute, if you want to learn more about it.